A report out today from the New Zealand Initiative think tank says schools need a trade training equivalent to university entrance. The report's author, Dr. Michael Johnston, says a qualification in trades would give teenagers a clearer pathway to industry training. He joins us now. Kia ora, good morning. So what should our education system be doing differently about trade? What aren't we doing that we should be?
Well, there's quite a lot that we need to do. And that idea of a national certificate for industry training, that's really just a way to give more prominence to the possibility of apprenticeship training to young New Zealanders. But there's a great deal more that we need to do than that. I mean, one thing is establishing cooperative arrangements between secondary schools so that schools can specialise from about year 11 on, either in university track education or apprenticeship track education. But, you know, there's already existing measures that support pathways into industry training, but they're not joined up. And so these are things that fall under youth guarantee. It's things like trade academies that enable dual enrolment between secondary schools and tertiary institutions, gateway funding to establish work integrated learning opportunities for young people, and the vocational pathways, which are groups of standards that certify preparation for industry training. We need to bring those together into a coherent program.
Go back to your idea of schools specialising. So would you sort of early on, by fifth form or even before that, be choosing to go to a school that specialised in directing you towards trades or otherwise?
Yeah, I'm not recommending it for before year 11. You know, there's a debate to be had about whether it should be year 11 or year 12, but it's about in those senior years making really clear the pathways and the options for young people. So this is more of a long-term recommendation because it would require a reorganisation of our school system.
Sure, and zoning and all that type of thing.
Do in the immediate term in terms of those youth guarantee provisions.
Yeah, okay. And because of zoning as well, if you were having people swapping schools and there would be a whole, different tier.
There's quite a lot in that, yeah.
Sure, okay. You talk about an element of snobbishness around trades. What is the impact of that on students?
Well, schools will often, not all of them, but a lot of the time, see those vocational pathways as being for students who can't cope, as it were, with the academic study or the university pathway. And that's really selling short the possibilities in industry and trades training. Those pathways can lead to really good careers. Skilled tradespeople earn well. And it really is a kind of snobbishness that we'd see, say, an arts degree as being better than an electrician's qualification, for example.
Thank you very much. Very interesting topic. That was Dr. Michael Johnston from the New Zealand Initiative, who wants to see some changes to the way trade pathways are taught in our schools.